U.S. military bases abroad are not always welcomed by the local population. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dustin Wright, visiting assistant professor of history at Connecticut College, examines why some Asian nations are fearful about having the U.S. military on their soil.
U.S. bases in Japan have long been important to America's wars in Asia. When the war in Korea was fought to a bloody stalemate in 1953, American military planners were already busy expanding old bases and building new ones. In early summer of 1955, officials from Tachikawa Air Base in the suburbs of western Tokyo announced plans to extend their runway onto farmland in the surrounding village of Sunagawa. The families of Sunagawa, who had for years watched their land consumed by the base, refused to leave. When land surveyors began taking measurements, locals pulled up surveying stakes and threw them over the base's barbed wire fence. The Sunagawa struggle was born. Police escorts were dispatched. Locals pushed them out, too. Protesters joined for many reasons. Some were protecting their homes and livelihoods, but others were fighting against militarism and the Japanese government's acquiescence to America's Cold War. They said the Japanese government was allowing the Americans to use bases in Japan to bomb other Asians. By the end of the summer, thousands of Tokyoites converged in Sunagawa and fought bloody battles with Japanese riot police. Eventually, the protesters won. The runway plan was canceled, and the U.S. closed the base. There are over 400 American military sites throughout Asia-Pacific today, excluding those in Alaska and California. Some sites, like Kadena Air Base in Okinawa and the newly opened $11 billion Camp Humphreys in South Korea, are American colonial cities, complete with sprawling subdivisions, golf courses, and shopping centers. In recent weeks, we've heard that the 39 military sites on the unincorporated territory of Guam, a colony by another name, might be in the crosshairs for an attack from North Korea. As Sunagawa protesters knew in 1955, proximity to American militarism all but guarantees a role in the wars of the future.
That was Dustin Wright of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.